It is Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024.
Today? Big day today.
So what are you guys planning for today?
Well, today, 39 years ago in 1985, this is regarded as one of the biggest marketing blunders of all time. Coca-Cola announced it was changing the secret flavor formula for Coke and introduced new Coke.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could try a new Coke. Didn't they re-release it recently?
Or was that Crystal Pepsi?
Crystal Pepsi was fun, too.
I think, what did they bring back?
I just want to know, was it that bad?
Yeah.
Because people were freaking out. They're like, bring the original Coke back, which they did. They called it Coca-Cola Classic. Yeah. They eventually dropped the new Coke thing altogether. And they just made Coca-Cola Classic Coca-Cola again in 2009. 19 years ago. Think about how fast the world changes. This was only 19 years ago. Very first YouTube video was posted.
Yeah, I remember I first heard YouTube my first year of college. It was like people were downloading music before that on Spotify or on Napster or Kazaa, but YouTube was like the first streaming platform where you could just like look any song up at any time.
Very first video posted on YouTube was one of the co-founders standing in front of some elephants at the San Diego Zoo. And you know, I turn 47 later this year. Today is a big day for celebrities turning 47. Cal Penn, Kumar from Harold and Kumar.
Oh, yeah.
He's 47. John Oliver, formerly of The Daily Show, host of Last Week Tonight, is 47. And if this guy showed up to his surprise party, you wouldn't even know he was there. John Cena is 47.
47, eh?
I can't believe I'm the same age as John Cena. He's in much better physical condition. What else is going on today? Well, William Shakespeare was born this day. He also died this day.
Really?
408 years ago, Shakespeare died on his 52nd birthday.
How poetic.
It's a nice way to wrap up a life, eh?
It's like meant to be.
I think we're done here. That's enough birthdays for me.
Yeah, one final cake, please.
And because of that, today is Talk Like Shakespeare Day. Got a special treat for everybody. And I hope I don't offend any of our listeners in Stratford because they take this stuff very seriously. And I'm going to attempt to welcome you to the Taz and Jim Show by talking like Shakespeare. Hark, gentle listeners, to the airwaves bright, where Taz and Jim, their voices blend in song. With gratitude, we greet thee for thy ears, attuned to our melodious company. A morn of mirth and music we unveil, with jests to charm and melodies to soothe. May the day unfurl with joy and cheer as thou dost partake in our radio sphere.
Shakespeare may be dead, but at least he's rolling in his grave.
Man, I keep watching this flaming train video. Sunday night, if you didn't hear this story, a train that was on fire was stopped in downtown London. Residential area. Well, fire crews responded to put out five cars on the train that had been caught ablaze somehow. They still don't know how the fire started. Experts are saying that it's low probability that the sparks from the rails would ignite these cars, which were full of railway ties.
Yeah.
There's an investigation going on right now into what started the fire, but it's a huge blaze. And the fact that five cars were on fire, like you'd think
if it was one,
it would be contained to one car.
Yeah.
Is arson in play here? Possibly. We got to give a kudos to the firefighters who responded and spent over an hour putting that fire out. I can't watch this and not think of what might have happened. How lucky the people in London, Ontario are that it was just railway ties in those cars, right?
Yeah, of course. There's been pretty high-profile train crashes, train explosions in the past decade, and thank God it didn't happen here.
In Quebec, an entire town was leveled.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you think about what could have happened when you see this thing, and man, a couple, you know, tens of thousands of dollars in damage to a building, the Drulo building there at Pall Mall and Waterloo, where the train stopped as it came through Richmond, which is like the main street in London, Ontario. I guess it's the best worst case scenario, considering what could have been in the next car, the car behind it.
Yeah,
the fire spread further. Could have been an absolute disaster. Now, that being said, the visual of a train on fire barreling down the tracks is quite something.
It was like out of a new movie, Civil War or something. Like, that's what you expect to see. It looked like a war.
It looked like a war or a horror movie.
Yeah.
Something. We got messages from a lot of Taz and Jim listeners when we posted the video on our social media pages. And they said, oh, guys, you gotta do a song about the train. You got to mark this. This is now another London, Ontario legend, the flaming train that rolled through downtown. Can you please put something together? And we had some suggestions with what song we should use. There's a lot of songs about trains.
Yeah, there's something about them that are poetic. I don't know.
A lot of people said use Ozzy's Crazy Train. We thought that was a little too obvious, so we decided to go with this one instead.
Was by the tracks around midnight when I saw the craziest sight. A fucking train with five cars burning. Chug-a-choo-choo, the wheels kept turning. Orange flames had the sky aglow. Looked like a Megadeth video. Thought my demise was impending, cause it looked like the world was f***ing ending. But it didn't blow sky high, cause in those cars were railway ties. Next time I hope they're not full of oil. Flammable train at Richmond and Pall Mall. So glad you didn't kill us all. Next time you have a train that's freighting, maybe don't make the conductor Satan.
It looked like the devil might be driving that train.
I could see the conductor sticking their head out the window and it's just a skull.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
Devil. I hope it wasn't the conductor like flicking a cigarette out the window of the train.
Oh, dude, I've seen it happen.
Came back in.
I've seen it happen in work trucks with scrap wood or burlap in the back.
Yeah. The investigation continues as to what started that train fire. Obviously, our friends from Global News are following it, globalnews.ca, if you want to keep tabs on that story and stay updated. Deadpool and Wolverine trailer dropped yesterday. There's been some teasers out there, but this was like the full-on trailer, and I feel like such a dummy for watching it.
Why?
Well, I got to see the movie anyways. You know what I mean? I always do this to myself every time.
Too many spoilers?
They had me with Deadpool and Wolverine. I don't need to see parts of the movie that are going to ruin the surprise when I'm in the movie theater.
Way too common. I started watching it, and there was like, it starts with them in a bar, and then I just stopped after that. I was like, I thought the same thing. I am going to watch this movie, probably. What do I need to see all the... But then I did, like, scan through it.
Oh, see, you can't help yourself.
And I saw two other superheroes that were going to be involved. So it's like, oh, that would have been cooler to see.
Exactly.
Live.
You just can't have surprises anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's all the set photos that got leaked. So some of the cameos have already been confirmed. And there's a talk about a lot of actors reprising roles for this. And they don't really show a ton of those reported cameos in the trailer. We'd play a clip of it, but Hugh Jackman, his Wolverine is swearing a lot in this movie. Every second word.
To be expected in a Deadpool movie.
Yeah, every second word, though, is from Wolverine's mouth seems to be the F word.
Mm-hmm. I'm okay with it.
Sure.
We have a lot of family-friendly superhero movies. I think we can do a couple more R-rated ones.
It seems like we have a lot of R-rated ones, too. Your Invincibles, your Boys, your Watchmen.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Deadpool, Logan. Good.
Deadpool does it right, though.
Yeah. Obviously. So does the Boys. I think they've all the R-rated ones have been great.
Obviously, this is going to be a huge hit.
It'll make $1 billion.
You think it will?
I think so.
Worldwide?
Yeah.
If you can't help yourself, that trailer is online now. You can check it out. Have you seen this? We've got the Summer Games coming up in Paris this summer, the Olympics, and NBC is doing something a little different with their telecast. They are putting heart rate monitors on the parents of the athletes who are watching their kids compete. So you can see the heart rates of these parents spike.
Yeah, yeah. I want to see
their events.
I want to see the line graph as it's happening, and I want to see heart attack threshold level. So when it gets close, it just gets exciting.
Like the scream meter at professional sporting events, where it gets into the red and then
shaking.
It starts shaking, and eventually just explodes.
The screen's cracking.
You're too loud. Whoa. You're too loud.
I saw a video the other day. I don't think it was the Olympics, but it was maybe a qualifier, and it was wrestling, and there was a mom watching the wrestling, and she was so upset, like visibly distraught, that she took her glasses off her face and snapped them in half and destroyed them.
I've seen that video,
too. Like, parents get stressed.
Your kids work their entire lives to get to this moment. Takes a lot to make it to the Olympics, so... Mm-hmm. I can understand why these parents would be stressed out. I think they should be putting these heart rate monitors on Leaf fans when the Leafs are up 3-2 over Boston.
That would be
in the playoffs.
I would love to see, oh man, if they had pitcher in pitcher and you could just watch the Leafs game, but then also, I don't know how you decide who was on, but like a dude's face, so you're watching a guy who has a bunch of money on the Leafs and watching their heart rate monitor.
I know about 700 guys that you could hook up to that heart rate monitor.
Like, you should be able to make friends with them on Facebook and then put their face on.
Isn't it funny? Like,
this is a great app.
Last 4 minutes of the game last night after Matthews scored that go-ahead goal.
Yeah.
It's so stressful because it's happened in the past where the Leafs take the lead and then they blow it.
Sure, sure.
So
many teams have.
Everyone's on the edge of their seat. Come on. Go get it. You almost can't control yourself.
Yeah, I do love it. That's the best part of sports, though, is that those final minutes. And then when the tension, when it happens.
I think they're going to do it.
And then when it releases with that final whistle, great feeling.
What was that?
I put a little money down. Nothing? That was a release, if I tell you.
Can we get some napkins over here? I want to rock! Yes. Time for I Want to Rock with Juan the Colombian. Juan, I hear you did some work around the house yesterday.
I know. And I didn't burn it like the train. So, yeah. I'm sorry, that was a bad joke. Sorry for all the people affected by the train, but yeah, it just, you know, I was lucky that I didn't burn anything. So, yeah.
Burn? What? How did you almost burn something?
Well, I had to work with the thermostat, so I was changing the thermostat, and then by you doing that, you have to play with the furnace, and the furnace go by, you know, like electricity and gas and all this crazy stuff. So
you put a new thermostat up in your house. Is it a smart thermostat?
It is, yeah. So nice. I can control it now. My wife is asleep, and so I can put it either too cold to wake her up or leave it like that just for her to keep sleeping, I guess, yeah.
Hmm. Now, being from Colombia, do you like it hot in the house?
I like it cold, but she loves it hot. So we have that in
opposites attract.
Oh, my God, but... yes. It's difficult, though, like, to live with someone that it's like they like hot and I like cold, because one of us has to.
I think it doesn't matter. Like, you can marry somebody who says they like it hot or the same temperature as you. Evolution causes them to change that once you say I do.
Yes.
Once you're married, whatever temperature you like it, they are going to like the opposite. It's just the way the world works.
Well, the thing is that sometimes she's, it's too hot. So I said, okay, let's leave it like down, which is good for me. But then when it's normal for me, she's like, oh my God, I'm freezing. I need a blanket. And I'm like, okay. And she's in the blanket hiding and she's still cold. So we have to put it super hot. So, oh my God. I don't want kids.
Oh, buddy. At least you got the smart thermostat now.
Yes.
You should have kids. You're complaining about the thermostat. That's what dads do.
Well, I wish the thermostat, because it's a smart thermostat, every time she's trying to change it to be a little hotter, the thermostat could be like, I'm sorry, it's too hot already.
I'm smarter than you.
Yeah.
You can do that. Cool. I figured it out. Oh, yeah. The what thermostat I have, you can set a range, so they can only turn it up and down like 3 degrees in my house. So you can't crank it. That's what that was happening. And then I read the manual, and there's a setting so you can put a limit, and they need to know the password if they want to turn the thermostat up or down.
Okay, we're gonna have a
this is like the centralized company can adjust it. Is that what you're saying?
No, you control it.
Oh,
you,
your family can.
You
then,
make
yeah,
up a password.
Gotcha.
As the main thermostat controller,
the master thermostat controller,
parental code or something.
Like, yes, so you can have a code that your wife doesn't know.
I wish she's not listening so we can talk about this later.
Anyways, Juan, you're not here to talk thermostats. You're here to help us give away some concert tickets. We've got Rock the Park with Neil Young and Crazy Horse in London this summer. Also on the bill, the Sheepdogs. You've got Alan Doyle from Great Big Sea. The Watchmen are going to be performing. You are going to translate from English to Spanish a song by one of those bands. You're going to sing it for us. And 1-833-TAZ and Jim is the number, 1-833-829-6546, if you think you can identify the song that Juan is doing here.
Hay un hueco donde mi corazón va, 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 yeah.
What song is that?
What could that possibly be?
1-833-829-6546. You're on the air with Taz and Jim. What's your name?
Awesome. It's Braxton.
Braxton, Juan the Colombian's here too. Say hola.
Hola, Juan.
Hola, hola.
What song is he singing?
A Hole Where My Heart Should Be by the Sheepdog.
I got a hole. Yes. Where my heart should be, I got a hole.
You like this one, Juan.
Yeah, I got a hole. I love it. I love it. It sounds better in English than in Spanish. Tengo un hueco. Yeah, I know.
Don't count yourself out.
Hay un hueco donde mi corazón va. Hay un hueco donde mi corazón va. Hay un hueco.
Hueco is hole?
Yeah.
Hueco. Okay. We're learning stuff here, Braxton, as well. Not just giving away concert tickets, but congratulations. You're going to see a musical legend, Neil Young and Crazy Horse with the Sheepdogs and more, courtesy of Taz and Jim.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And we'll have more tickets to give away around this time tomorrow on the show.
The winner is Devin Peacock.
I want to see you, Peacock.
Time for sports. We are joined by our sports guy, Devin Peacock. What a morning. The birds are chirping. A little pep in your step, Dev.
Coffee's never tasted better, Taz.
The Toronto Maple Leafs win game 2. 3-2 over the Boston Bruins.
Great game. And I think if you are a Leafs fan and a Bruins fan, you're saying that was a great game by both teams. It was back and forth, a little bit better if you're a Leafs fan, I'll admit. But it was a really good game. And the Leafs did what they needed to do. Now they go back to Toronto, and we'll see if they can do some damage here.
Nylander. Where the hell is this guy?
He's in history close. I don't know what's going on with William Nylander these days. You know, he was skating yesterday briefly, but he was with the Black Aces, which is not really a good indication that he was going to play. I don't know why he was on the ice at all. He played a full season. He doesn't need to keep up his conditioning. Either you're able to play or you're not. If you're not, stay off the ice. Just get healthy, come back. But they have not given any information. It's an undisclosed injury. There are some rumbling it's upper body, but that could be anything. Maybe he'll be back for game three. It seemed like he was relatively close for game two. So hopefully he's back for game three.
I heard Biz on Spittin' Chiclets speculating that Sheldon Keefe may have benched Nylander because he was slacking towards the end of the season. Could you see that as a possibility?
No. That is ridiculous.
I do know that he was on like a 7 or 8 game pointless streak, and then Keefe was asked about it, and he goes, yeah, he's been kind of lost interest in the regular season, but we're hoping he picks it up in the playoffs. Something along those lines is what he said. So he almost admitted that he's been checked out for the end of the season.
It makes zero sense to bench a guy who had 10 points in 11 games in the playoffs last year. Keefe put Marner with Matthews last night to get Marner going. It's always been Marner gets Matthews going. Now Matthews is the one they're trying to get Marner going. So if you're in a situation where you need to put Marner with Matthews to get Marner clicking in the playoffs, why would you bench a guy with 98 points in the regular season, 40 goals? I don't buy it at all.
Boston has two great goaltenders, even though they lost Boston's goalie last night.
Allmark.
He was just standing on his head.
Ballsy move by the Bruins to do what they did in the entire regular season, which is go back and forth between their two goalies. When you get to the playoffs, you think, okay, let's go with the guy who's got the hot hand. But the Bruins didn't do that last night. And the reason they lost wasn't their goalie. Like, he was amazing. And it looks like it's going to be Swayman again for the Bruins in Game 3. So they're going to keep doing what they did in the regular season in the playoffs, which makes sense when you look back to last season. Boston lost in the first round to Florida. They rotated back and forth. They stopped it in the playoffs, and they lost. So they're trying something different, but it takes a lot of guts to make that call because you only have, 7 games max.
Domi flipping it ahead. He's got Matthews in. Matthews scores! Go-ahead goal! Austin Matthews with his 70th goal.
Boston's goaltending, no match for that sweet third goal by Austin Matthews.
That was amazing. When he was just screaming in, like Matthews' game overall, the goal was fantastic. But Matthews had 3 points. He was, he prevented a goal late in the game. He was doing what he did all season long, which is play a 200-foot game. It was an amazing game by Austin Matthews. One of the critiques against him, against the core four, has been they haven't shown up in those big moments. We're still waiting for Marner to show up, but Matthews definitely did last night.
The Leafs have won game two.
We've got it figured out now. We were thinking of Liza Minnelli's husband.
That's right, yes. Not Elizabeth Taylor, Liza Minnelli. Yeah,
David Guest was the weird faced husband of Liza Minnelli. Like, looked like he had too much plastic surgery. Also, he dyed his goatee. Like, he had this super, he was too old to have a goatee that dark.
Like a very black goatee.
The thin black goatee. And then on the flip side, Elizabeth Taylor's husband was Larry Fortensky. Do you remember this dude?
No.
He was a construction worker that ended up bagging Elizabeth Taylor later in life.
Hmm.
And he had just a fantastic feathered mullet.
Okay, I just Googled him. Well, you don't need to be a Hollywood director when you got a mullet like that.
How could she say no to Larry?
So when you say construction worker, you don't mean like a construction company magnate. You mean like literally a laborer out of nowhere?
He was a construction worker. It doesn't say he was a contractor or owned some big, huge company. I think he was like an average Joe.
Really?
Construction worker.
Went to go install a closet at Elizabeth's house?
With an irresistible mullet. Yeah. Oh, he's passed away too. Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, man. R.I.P. Larry Fortensky.
That guy's a legend.
What a
Can
legend.
You imagine one of your buddies shows up to the construction site and says, guys, guess what? I slept with Elizabeth Taylor.
I thought you were going to say like Margot Robbie or somebody modern. But yeah, Elizabeth Taylor would be like, what is happening?
Oh, They wouldn't believe you at first.
Yeah.
No, seriously, we're going out on a date this Saturday.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Whatever, Larry.
I think you got too much hairspray in that mullet, Larry.
No, guys, honestly, we're engaged now. Whatever,
oh, sure.
Larry.
Yeah, your husband number six. Yeah, okay, bud.
As long as that drywall gets mudded and taped by this weekend, Larry, we'll put up with your tall tales. What is this nonsense about washing shredded cheese before you eat it?
Pardon?
This is the latest thing on social media. You know, you get the prepackaged shredded cheese?
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed there's like a white dust almost on it, like a film, like a dusty film on prepackaged cheese?
I'll buy a block of cheese, but I rarely buy the pre-shredded stuff, so I don't know about that.
I'm a shred my own kind of cheese guy as well.
It's cheaper. That's the only reason.
Well, if you have noticed dust on your cheese, it's an anti-caking agent.
Mm.
It stops the cheese from lumping together.
It's like talcum powder.
Different companies use different methods. Kraft uses cornstarch. There's a company that uses potato starch. There's another cheese company that uses powdered cellulose, which is refined wood pulp. They sweep in the floor of the shop and putting that stuff in there. Tapioca, potato starch. Everything is safe to eat, but now people are putting their cheese, their shredded, pre-shredded cheese, in a strainer and rinsing it off before they eat it. And you're seeing like all the white stuff come off into the sink or a bowl underneath, which kind of defeats the purpose of pre-shredded cheese. It's a convenience thing.
Yeah.
And now the time that you would have taken to just shred your own cheese, you're taking rinsing it off and then drying it on a paper towel.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially because none of it sounds poisonous. Like, I don't, you can't taste it. It's not going to add extra calories. What's the point?
Yeah. Here's the real life hack. Shred your own cheese.
And put it in a Ziploc bag for later.
And then sweep up some wood chips and throw it in there so it doesn't clump together.
Get that real authentic flavor.
I want to see your peacock. Got, your peacock.
I
want to
see your peacock. Got.
I want to see your peacock. Got.
Devin Peacock, our sports guy, joins us to talk baseball, specifically managers getting kicked out of baseball games because fans are yelling at the umpires.
Yeah, this is a new one. So Aaron Boone has a reputation amongst umpires, and it seems as though his reputation hurt him against the A's-Yankees game yesterday. It should not have. He should not have been kicked out of this game. So what happened was a batter was hit in the game between the Yankees and A's. After that, Aaron Boone was talking to the umpires. What happened was, he thought one of the players was hit, but also swung. So if you swing and you still get hit, it's a strike. You're not a hit batter. They were wanting to check down to first base. So he was yelling at the first base ump to get the call right. The home plate ump, Hunter Wintelstad, was not having any of it. Told Aaron Boone, if you say anything else, you're done. Aaron Boone doesn't say anything, but a fan in the stands right behind the Yankees dugout does say something.
What'd they say, anything else?
He said, we don't even know, but Hunter said, all right, you're gone. Aaron Boone lost his mind.
Yeah, said, I didn't say anything. It was this guy. He's pointing at the guy.
It was the fan. And Hunter Wintelstad said, I don't care, you're out. Because his argument after the game was that he is responsible. So he didn't first believe that was a fan. He thought it was someone in the Yankees dugout. He wasn't going to kick out a player, so he was going to kick out a coach. And as the manager, he's in charge of the dugout, so that's why he gets kicked out. But he said, you can hear the hot mic for this game was incredible because they were both going at it like F-bombs aplenty before they finally cut the feed. They thought, okay, we can't be running this on live TV. But he said, I don't care, you're gone, the umpire, which you should care because he's the manager of the team and you need your manager in the game. Umpiring in Major League Baseball to start this season has been atrocious. This is just the latest example of it.
Is this something that's happened before? A fan says something and either the player or manager is punished? Like, they can throw a fan out of the building.
Yeah.
So why would...
He didn't believe it was a fan. He thought it was the manager.
The umpire was a pig-headed idiot and didn't check with anyone.
And even after the game, he's like, I haven't seen the replay. No. He refused to acknowledge the fact that he may have been wrong in that instance.
Just an absolute clown show. It's as though the umpires want to lose their jobs, because right now in the minor leagues, they are testing robot umps specifically for balls and strikes. So if it does come to the majors, maybe next year, what would likely be the case is it would be for replay. So a player says, I think that's a strike. It'd be like in tennis. They can do it very quickly. Yes, no, move on.
It's boggled my mind for years that they can have that little box on the screen and show you exactly whether or not it was a ball or a strike, yet they still have a guy out there eyeballing it.
The worst is Angel Hernandez, who is infamous. And one of the problems with Angel Hernandez that players have said is he can call something a ball or a strike, and the issue is you could say, where was that? He takes offense if you even question. You're not saying that was the right call, that was the wrong call. You're asking, where was it? Where did I miss? He gets upset when you challenge him or approach him in any sort of way, and then it's a vendetta, you against Angel Hernandez. He is one of the worst umpires in all of Major League Baseball. How he still has a job, I don't know. The only thing he's good at is screwing up.
Yesterday on the show, we were talking about how pricey it is to buy food at a Blue Jays game at the Rogers Center after a video went viral, although we did discover you can bring your own food into Blue Jays games, which we didn't know, as long as it's sealed. Package.
Huge discovery.
Yep, we're going for it. We're cooking a turkey, and we're going to try to bring it to a Jays game in the near future.
Who's going to stop us?
Movie theaters. Some movie theaters will allow you to bring your own food, right? I'm not sure about this one. A Texas movie theater is getting sued. And you like this, Jim. It's more the principle of the thing. I don't know how much money they'll be able to get from the movie theater chain, but the fact of the matter is people were being told they were getting something they weren't getting.
Yes, they were told they were buying a 24-ounce soft drink when, in fact, the cup only held 22 ounces. Now, I don't like somebody who just goes to try to find people to sue, and like that's their pursuit in life, is just to try to make a quick buck. But I do like it when people bust companies trying to pull a fast one on their customers, whether it's selling something you say weighs 500 grams and then people take it home and it's only 400 grams.
Well, I've seen some people do that with like meat at the grocery store. On the label, it'll say it weighs this much, and then they'll put it on the scale and it's like half the weight that they're paying for.
Yeah. Or even there was like, I don't know, I forget which place it was. Maybe it was Subway. I don't know. But somebody measured the subs and they were only 11 inches.
This is only 11 and 3/4. Like, this is not a foot long.
It sounds trivial, but don't say it's a 24-ounce cup if it's 22.
Yeah.
I hate when you go to a restaurant too and there's like a bigger glass. You can pay for a bigger glass of beer and people have bought both sizes of glasses and then they filled up each other glasses and they're the
it's
same size.
It's all perception, right?
Yeah, so I love it when people are busted selling incorrect sizes.
There is a class action lawsuit. If you have had a pop at the Cinemark Theater in Plano, Texas, you should get on board this class action lawsuit before they settle.
Yes, is the principle of the thing. Get two free pops, whatever your payout
you may,
is.
You may be rewarded up to 6 ounces of of pop that you have been missing out on. Empty container from the theater only held 22 ounces, being advertised as a 24-ounce cup.
Mm-hmm. And I wonder what the price of that soft drink was, too. It's part of the business. It's a gouging when you go to the theater. That's how they make a lot of their money. So going in, you know you're going to be charged a lot of money, so you better be getting what you paid for.
Yeah. You wonder if it was just an oversight, because is anyone at the movie theater going to say, oh, I was going to get a pop, but it's only 22 ounces, not 24?
Yeah, I looked it up because, like, I don't know ounces.
22 ounces is 650 milliliters. 24 is about 700. They're not standard sizes by any stretch.
It's a pretty big pop.
Yeah, but I want those extra 2 ounces. When I get to the bottom of that popcorn, I'm thirsty.
It's the principle of the thing, right? Speaking of downtown London, Ontario, a second illegal magic mushroom shop is now open in London. Our listeners in Hamilton can relate to this. They had their magic mushroom store raided not long ago. There's another one open here. The manager of the store, Bobby Richards, told CTV News, "We'd like to really help people get off opiates. This is a better alternative and a more natural alternative." Okay, maybe it is, but you're not giving them away for free. You also want to make money.
True, but at least it's natural.
Yeah.
Opiates, terrible.
Imagine you were on shrooms and then you saw that fire train.
No, I shouldn't have.
What's in this, man?
Whoa, they definitely work.
The police were asked about whether or not they're going to raid this place. They responded, "As always, we will prioritize enforcement and resources in the context of community safety and harm. We also work with our community partners such as the City of London, Municipal Bylaw Enforcement, the Middlesex London Health Unit, and others when appropriate to educate businesses and property owners about existing laws and licensing requirements."
Yeah, I know shrooms are a recreational drug, but I think they've come a long way medicinally, too. I think there's a lot of interesting stuff coming out of therapeutic mushrooms, like helping people with anxiety, PTSD, and other things. So I'm all for it. And I do feel like it's probably going to be legalized eventually, just like marijuana was.
Right. And regulated. That's the big part of it, right? It's not regulated right
now.
Sure.
But all those places were busted, too. Like, we've been through this. And I feel like we're just in that part of history now, too.
Is there a mushroom day? Like, marijuana day was on the weekend, 420. Is there a magic mushroom?
I don't know, but I bet it's Alice in Wonderland related. Let me see here, as they all seem to be.
When did that book come out?
Magic mushroom day. 9/20.
Oh, that's nice. Middle of the summer, August?
No, September.
September, yeah.
9/20 is the day to celebrate. Why? I don't know. LSD has 419, cannabis 420. 9/20 is the holiday for psychedelic mushrooms. I think LSD and mushrooms can maybe share the same holiday. I'm not an expert.
Well, hold on. LSD day is the day before 420?
Yeah, you got to come down somehow with marijuana, ease back into reality.
Yeah, spread it out. Like, choose a different month, LSD. What are you doing?
But maybe it's like Halloween where they're like, eat all your candy that weekend.
Get it over with.
Yeah, get it out of your system.
Expand your mind and then allow it to shrink until next April when you're going to be celebrating LSD and marijuana back to back. You better be ready. Well, it'll be interesting to keep an eye on whether or not this place gets shut down or when it gets shut down.